House Bill 717, the clerk will read.
The conferees appoint and resolve the difference between the Senate and House of Representatives on House Bill 717, a bill to be entitled An Act to Revise the Judicial Division to Clarify the Listing of Judicial Seats in the Ballot and to Limit Rotation of Superior Court Judges to 6 months per year. Senate Select Committee on Election Committee Substitute adopt 6418, correct copy of 6518. Senate Rule of Operations and Senate Committee Substitute adopt 6618, submit the following report.
Gentleman from Stanley, Representative Byrd, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House adopt the conference report number 2 for House Bill 717.
The gentleman has moved the House to adopt the conference report number 2 to House Bill 717. The gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, just want to run briefly through the bill to explain what's in here. This is different from some of the earlier versions of House Bill 717 that you've seen, some of the more comprehensive plans. This is more scaled back. But what's included in here are the changes that have been proposed with respect to the divisions, reducing the number of divisions in the state from 8 down to 5, similar to, if you look, and the map should be online shortly from staff for you to look at. But if you want to go back and see it, you can look at option C. The judicial divisions be fairly similar to what was there for the divisions where we reduced down to 5, with the exception of where some of the counties that may not have moved from one division or the other are not moved. That is the first piece, is reducing the divisions. The second would be with respect to the superior courts for Duplin, Onslow, Jones, and Sampson counties. We merge the superior court districts there, so those judges will run in all four counties. They will have residency seats, one for Onslow, one for the remaining three counties. You'll see in there, with respect to the Piedmont area, the districts that are currently in place for Anson, Richmond, Scotland, and Hoke will change. It will become Anson, Richmond, and Scotland, and Hoke will move over with Moore County. Randolph will be a standalone district, and Montgomery will move to Stanley, so realigning those superior court districts. For district court, we're doing the same realignments for the counties that I just mentioned. And you'll find that on page 5. Then if you scan on through to page 6, you will you'll find the residency requirements for those seats starting there. And then on page 7, for the District 25, which is the Catawba, Burke, Caldwell District Court District, you will see the establishment of residency seats for district court, which will be phased in over a number of years, and that takes up most of page 7. Flipping on over to page 8, the prosecutorial districts, there you will see some changes that are made with respect to the number of assistant district attorneys in a number of in a few counties where it was requested by local members to switch numbers around them. The first one you see there is on line 32, and that's correcting or moving towards the workload formula based on what was needed after we realigned those districts around or moved person over into that judicial district. Then you flip over to page 9, you'll see the merger of the other districts that I mentioned around the Piedmont area. Montgomery, Stanley, you've got Randolph, standalone, and then the Moore Hoke piece. And the Hoke Scotland County piece, the district attorney there, the current district attorney is not up until 2020, so that will not eliminate that individual's term. They will have the opportunity to run in the future, but it will merge those seats and eliminate some overlapping of a number of the district court, superior court, and the prosecutorial districts there. And for Burke, Caldwell, and Catawba, it establishes in 2023 a new prosecutorial district up there, so it'll split Catawba from Burke and Caldwell. after the incumbent that will be sworn in, or the individual that's sworn in next year after they complete their first term. If you flip on over, starting on page 9, going to page 10, this is set in the policy where there will be single seats for the judges. So when there's vacancies, multiple seats up, you will not have multiple candidates running for different seats on the sort of the same ballot. You'll have to pick an individual seat. It'll be identified, and not by the incumbent judge's name, but identified by a manner which the Board of Elections will have to come up with. That is what those sections there work towards. And then section 5 is the rotation assignment of the Superior Court judges, just permitting if the Chief Justice decides to make this the policy to allow the Superior Court judges to remain in their district for half of the calendar, no less than half of the calendar year. Certainly that's up to Superior Court or to the Chief Justice. And Section 6 just establishes the filing period for the few seats that have been realigned or created and will take effect this year. And Section 9 is technical corrections for an earlier bill, just to make sure the terms are right for the new Hanover and Pender Superior Court districts, where there was an error in an earlier bill that was caught. So that's the bill. Happy to take any questions if there are any, Mr. Speaker, but would ask for your support on this bill.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
Quick question, bill sponsor.
Gentleman from Stanley, yield to the gentleman from Cumberland.
Yes, sir.
Yields.
Thank you for yielding. I just want to be certain that none of the Superior Court judges in Cumberland County have been changed in any way.
That's correct, sir.
For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise?
To debate the bill.
Lady has the floor to debate the conference report.
Thank you. House Bill 717, which was introduced last session, probably stirred up the judiciary as it never has before. And while I appreciate this bill has been dramatically scaled back, that's a tremendous success from the original bill, and I do appreciate the improvement. I am going to vote against this bill because, once again, I think it's a piecemeal approach. It does eliminate a Superior Court judge and wipes out an experienced district attorney seat. We have a courts commission, and in the future, I implore this body to get the expertise of a courts commission. We are now 72 hours before judges file on Monday, and just today, we're finalizing so judges know where they can now run in the election. That's not a way to prepare. I hope we don't repeat this mistake. Vote no on 717.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Beasley, rise.
To debate the conference report.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the conference report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My concern about this bill comes down to one simple fact, and that is that we have not obtained sufficient buy-in from the folks who will be most affected by this bill in creating it and ultimately now in passing it. When we're doing anything for this state, we're doing it on the behalf of 10 million people. Now, sometimes it may affect a county or two, but the fact of the matter is, no matter what we do, there is going to be a domino effect. There is going to be a reverberation. There are going to be ripples in this pond. And so when we are making any type of effort to change our judiciary, to change the very thing, the very fact, the very essence of our democracy, when we're going to people to get justice, for redresses for wrongs, when we make those changes, we have to be very sure and very clear that everyone is on board. A major part of our justice system is everyone knowing that they have a voice, that they have an ability to be heard, and that ultimately that the playing field is even and level and fair. We have to make sure that we don't do anything to undercut people's trust in our system or undercut their, in particular, their confidence in our courts. I believe that we should have waited much longer to do this. I think that, as Representative Morey said, doing this right before filing is the wrong time. I can't support this, and I hope you will vote this down as well. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Johnston, Representative Strickland, rise?
To debate the conference report.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the conference report.
I have a question for the bill sponsor.
So the gentleman would like to recognize for a question. Does the gentleman from Stanley yield to the gentleman from Johnston?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
I have a question on page 2 regarding the judicial divisions. County of Johnston's going from the 4th to the 3rd. Could you explain the counties that make up the 3rd?
Yes, sir. I can do that. And I mean, you can, if you're looking for the counties, they're there on that page. The ones that are identified as being in the 3rd district. But as I said, if you go to the General Assembly's website, I'll pull it up here. 1 second. You can see the entire list. If you pull up option C, if you want to go to the front page and Google or search for judicial districts, go to the option C that was heard by the select committee. Look at that map. It will be very similar to what's on that map with I believe, one exception, which is Chatham County, which was proposed originally to be placed with Randolph. It's being left with the with Orange County, so it would move up into that northern division. That's the only change. So what's on the map that you'd see under option C should be fairly similar to what is proposed there, and you can go piece by piece with the bill you've got and identify that, but it should just be Chatham County. You're with the counties that it was proposed in earlier versions, and your judges should have seen that.
Follow up.
Does Jim yield to additional inquiry?
Yes.
He yields.
In summary, the county of Johnston is shifting more to the west.
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the adoption of the conference report for House Bill 717. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Adcock, Representative Richardson, Representative Jordan, the members wish to vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 61 having voted in the affirmative, 37 in the negative. The conference report number 2 to House Bill 717 is adopted. The Senate will be so notified.